When you lose something, don't think of it as a loss. Accept it as a gift that gets you on the path you will need to travel on. Namaste, hello, Anayong explorers. Welcome to BGS Bulletproof Course. This is Tianxi, your friend. And guys, guess what? We already surpassed 50 downloads in just 15 days. Guys, this is incredible because when I was starting this new journey, I didn't expect that this is going to get this much downloads, and all the credit of this goes to you. I'm really enjoying all of this, and I hope that you all are also enjoying this as well. So, this episode is devoted to all the beautiful, fearless, assertive, intelligent, caring women who fight for their dreams and achieve them. You all are very special, and this whole universe loves you. Remember this. In every woman or girl, there is infinite power. That's why we have queens like Rani Padmavat, Jhansi Ki Rani, Maharani Durgavati, and many more fearless examples. And as we see in today's world, women are also dominating the business world with their intelligent, creative ideas and hard work. And as we all girls have a different fan base for cosmetics, why not today learn something from our favorite hobby? Yes, girls, I am talking about Mrs. Vinita Singh, who is co-founder and CEO of Sugar Cosmetics. So, what are we waiting for? Let's get started. Prior to the development of the D2C and e-commerce section of India, the Indian market was usually dominated by the cosmetic giants, leaving less or no space for the newbies. In the last decade, work done by startups namely Wow, Skin, Plum, Nykaa, InSugar, and their reach cannot be overlooked. Today, these options are at the top of the go-to list of Indian customers. The service provided by them and the quality of the products are nowhere less than those of the cosmetic giants. One of the top premium cosmetic brands in India, Sugar Cosmetics has a cult following among millennials. Vinita was born in 1983, in the city of Anand in Gujarat, Vinita received her undergraduate degree in the course of electrical engineering from the Indian Institute of Technology, Madras in 2005. Later, she got herself into IIM Ahmedabad to pursue her MBA in 2007. Her first summer job at bank was as a student in 2006. Vinita Singh's extensive experience in the banking and financial industry has earned her the position of director for Quetzal Verify Private Limited. Her tenure in that position, however, was for 5 years. Vinita Singh's rip-roaring, inspiring success story is one of the persistence and resilience. She was only 23 when she declined a 1 crore job offer from an investment bank to start her entrepreneurial journey. Instead of creating something for others, she desired to do something for herself. She founded Sugar after failing to launch 2 previous firms. Singh founded her 3rd startup Sugar alongside her husband Kaushik Mukherjee. In 2012, it was Vinita Singh and Kaushik Mukherjee's institution that the beauty industry serving women will explode as young women were stepping out from the patriarchal molds and carving their own paths. Wait, guys, just look at her. She just declined the job offer of 1 crore. This takes a lot of courage, and in Indian society, it is definitely take a lot of courage. And this also shows me the new point that we don't need to just stick to job and first prepare for some financial support for the new startup. This is something new. Well, let's continue. It's hard to imagine now, but when Vinita was pitching her entrepreneurial business in the early 2010, people and investors were skeptical. But with her unbreakable spirit and belief in herself, she gathered early funds, traveled to Hong Kong herself to source the first batch of products to be delivered on time. It did not scare her even when her plans were questioned, and we witnessed the birth of remarkable successful business. Vinita continually developed the company strategy throughout the years and was instrumental in the success of building a huge customer base. In 2015, something that became clear to Vinita during this entrepreneurial journey was her ability to analyze and understand what women wanted from the beauty industry. On the basis of the feedback data from the fab bag consumer, she quickly identified the need for trans-proof and long-lasting makeup in the beauty industry. She trusted her intuition and vision to create the best company there is for women, and still continues to do so. Living up to her words, Sugar Cosmetic workforce accounts for 75% of women employees, with a dream to hire 10,000 women in her company. Vinita Singh has been a driving force for young women everywhere, be it her in-house employees or Shark Tech India pitchers. Now 10 years, $85.5 million in funding and rupees 500 crore annualized revenue later, the Sugar Cosmetics co-founder knows everything one needs to build a brand. The Shark Tank India's most loved judge, Vinita Singh's heart-centered approach to leadership along with her diverse talent and consistent efforts has been significant to her success. Sugar Cosmetic is rapidly expanding its powerful presence to reach the doorstep of every cosmetic consumer in the country by 2024. Supported by the trust of marquee investors and the enthusiasm of millions of beauty devotees, Vinita Singh's entrepreneurial journey has been a story of hunger, hustle, humility, and humor. The 4H are powerhouse CEO Sugar Cosmetic believes in. With hunger in your idea, hustle in your action, humility in your words, and humor to build it all, you can achieve what you set your mind to. Okay, this success story motivates me a lot and shows that if you have hunger for your goals, then you can achieve your goals, girls. And remember what Vinita ma'am said, when you lose something, don't think of it as a loss. Accept it as a gift that gets you on the path you were meant to travel on. Truly, she is inspiration to all the girls who hustle every day to live their dream life. Girls, you are able to achieve anything in life. Just have faith in yourself and don't push your dreams away from yourself just because of society and any other distractions. If you can be sensitive, then you also know when to become fearless and powerful. And don't ever feel that you are alone, because I am here for you. I understand you and I love you all. In the end, here is a challenge for you all today. You all have to accept your mistakes and promise yourself that you are not going to hate yourself because of anyone or any reason. Okay? So, love yourself today more than yesterday and less than tomorrow. And remember, new thing leads to new exploration. Thank you for sharing your precious time with me. And please share my podcast to others. Subscribe, follow, share, and like. Thank you.